Blog Talk Radio.
Chilling in the cut. This is Rolanda 700 from Rolanda700.com, and you are listening to ATAZP recorded live. I'm coming at you chilling strong. I'm coming at you straight. We're just chilling in the cut. ATAZP recorded live.
Hey, put Sharon back on. Let her hang out with us.
Okay, now. Sharon, you are back on.
Hello, I'm here.
Okay.
Hey, Sharon.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. I want you to enjoy the host is the TAZ. He is the black president, the first black president.
Okay.
I did like 5-6 albums as me being the first black president. Matter of fact, I got a skit where me and Ro, she's the speaker of the house and she does spoken word. Me and her did a actual skit for one of the CDs. I'm gonna play it right now.
Excuse me, Mr. President, are you busy?
Of course the president is always busy, but Speaker of the House, Rolanda 700, I got time for you. What's going on?
Is there anyone else here, first of all? You have all your phones off, speakers off, anybody in the back room?
You're always so concerned about free noise. What's up?
Because I'm going to say some things, and I want to make sure you're the only one that hears them, so...
If we're cool, yeah, Ms. 700.
Okay, all right. Well, since we're so cool, I'm ready to break this down.
Uh-huh.
Look here, Negro. That chick, you know the chick I'm talking about, right?
She ain't back, is she?
Look, she's back with a vengeance, okay? She's back with a vengeance. Your little House Majority Leader, whatever. Listen, he is in her pocket. She's leading them around through the nose, and they out to get you.
What do you mean, get me?
You. You're a black man.
Yes, and she's a black woman, man.
They trying to get you. And I'm not talking about get your own TV. You know, yesterday I walked out the mall and I got accosted by reporters with some old crap about something happening overseas with you. I'm not trying to go through that anymore, but let me tell you something.
Accosted. That did me in. I have no recollection. Again, for that word. Accosted. What verbal use? Anyway.
This is the dumb stuff that's going to keep you from being in the office. Because you know what? This is not just about you. This is about a nation. Okay? Uh-huh. It's more to this than just you.
It's about your job.
Okay. It is about my job a little bit. But I'm here. Okay. So listen.
Uh-huh.
They really have to get you, though. I don't know who. I don't know how. But I think they're going to really try to take you out.
You mean like kill me?
Like
assassinate me. That's why I wear...
Shoot your black ass.
That's
yes.
why I wear the mask, duck.
Okay. Look, I don't know what to tell you, but you need to keep your back covered. I got your back when I'm around. But when the bullets fly, I'm not the Secret Service. This is not funny. See, this is why I come in here and ask if anybody is around. This is not funny.
I take it lightheartedly, 700. I'm always prepared, like Jack.
Okay.
24.
Okay.
Anything else? There's a lot of breathing going on in this. A lot of breathing.
You know what? I'll call you later. Okay?
Yes.
All right.
That's me and Rhonda 700. DJ Stroke, you heard that?
Man, that took me way back, man. That takes me so far back, man. I remember when the president had just got in office and any of his security. Oh my God, we tried to get the president in the building.
Well, I would have played the new one where I actually talked to the mistress. We just recorded that last week. I talked to the mistress, and she was with the press on the presidential grounds. Secret Service held her up. Jay Bug had to act like he was in charge because, of course, DJ Stroke was missing in action again. But... I did a talk with the mistress, but I didn't get a chance to download it.
Now, let me say this. Now, I remember the mistress was Tressa. Now, Tressa was her, did you get in contact with Tressa?
No, Tressa was not the mistress. It was Say Diggs, remember?
Oh, that's right. That's right. It was Say Diggs. Yeah, that's right. Now, Tressa, who was Tressa? Tressa was somebody.
She was Miss Brooks on the actual Another Story, remember?
Okay. Okay. Say Diggs was
We did some stuff on the first I guess the first few radio shows that we did. We had the little, you know, the Another Story soap opera going. The music thing that I did, and you know.
There's so many different
phases to this whole thing. We used to play the games where I asked you a question and you just didn't know.
That was crazy. That was fun.
Sharon is still on.
Yes, I am. I'm here. I'm listening.
Sharon, we go so far back. We go back like an A-track. You got to understand.
Okay. I can tell.
This is my brother right here.
Okay.
Anything I know, he knows.
This is TAZ and Granny. To explain it to Sharon, TAZ, I talked to Granny, who is Rolanda 700's grandmother, who wants to marry Bigger the Blacker, which is another fictitious character that I play. And Rolanda is actually playing her own grandmother in this.
Okay.
It's real stupid. Here it is.
Thank you.
We back. Granny drinking plum smart like granddaughter. Y'all hooked on that, ain't y'all?
You got to be regular, baby. You got to be regular.
gotta go.
Yeah. When you get my age, you go eating plum smart. This was
need something to push it on out. A little help.
Just a little
sis dance. Granny, so you heard Bigger the Blacker get beat down. And by me, I'm sorry, but your fiance, am I correct to say he's your fiance?
That was heavy on my heart. That was heavy on my heart because, you know, sometimes it's like when your children fighting, you just can't take sides. You just
well, he thought I was Dirk over here.
He was surprised to say leave. So, but I hope that y'all got that behind y'all.
Yeah, we did, because he's going to be on the show, but I'm not going to interview Rolanda 700 is.
Yeah, you told me that. It'll be
a kinder interview. But are y'all still engaged? I remember on my show, right here on my show, he gave you a ring.
Well, and... You know, I'm just going to say that when I see him, that we're going to work some things out. And it's either going to be, real soon.
Going to be real soon.
I know that I'm a little of an age, but that just don't mean I'm just going to be left up on the shelf. So... It's either going to be or it ain't going to be. So, you know what, baby? Why don't you ask me that tomorrow after I have time to talk to him a little bit? Just because I really
we'll be in the green room.
I care for the man.
We'll be in the green room eating them greens that you was eating and listening to you and Bigger talk out here in studio.
Are we not going to be private?
No, this is going to be for the show, Granny. On ATAZP.
You know, you might
Blog
have
Talk
to,
Radio.
You might have to start sending me a check. I don't know. I don't have no private moments. You put me on the spot. Is y'all going to be married? Is that your fiance? And I told you, I just need to talk to him. Let me just talk to him in private. And you just ignored that word. Is private still a word? I know private means some other things, like some other places. But is that still a word these days?
Granny, but
This is
I said I could have talked to him on the low. Is that something?
Granny, this is reality radio, and I'm trying to do it big time because y'all are a very interesting couple. You understand?
Okay, well then I need to take me a plate home or something.
A plate home from the green room.
Child,
I need a check. You demanded a lot of things, Granny.
That was almost like being in Luby's. Y'all got Luby's down here?
No, we got. I know what they is.
Ooh.
The cafeteria,
the
right?
The cafeteria, yeah. Luby's.
So, what a bigger the blacker just actually says that he, because he gave me the impression that he wants you now. And he wants you to be his companion for life, where y'all gonna hop the broom like Kizzy and Chicken George. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. We can step over the broom. I don't know if Granny gonna hop, but we gonna. Like I said, if tomorrow is gonna be the day. It's gonna make it or break it. And 2010 is coming really quickly approaching. It's coming fast. So
hopefully.
We're going to have to do something. Because, you know, I would love to just spend Thanksgiving with my husband. You know, I ain't seen my husband in a while.
So what would you
ain't
do?
Ain't nothing like waking up on a Thanksgiving morning with your husband.
Preach.
Oh, that's a fabulous feeling.
And what's it like, Granny? Because
I
wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. I ain't married to no husband. So what's it like, Granny?
Okay, it's just something special. It's special. You know, you're giving thanks, and it takes you all the way back to the garden. You know, the Adam, the Eve, and you know, you toss in that apple with the apple pie. And you get a little good stuff with a little naughty stuff, and it's just thanks. It's just gotta give thanks. It's just a wonderful morning. And it don't have to be a husband. So if you ain't really mediated, when you think about things deeply.
Meditate
on it. If you ain't never meditated on your companion, your lifelong mate, and what it means on Thanksgiving morning. What you need to do, Chaz, is on November 24th.
Not 24th.
That's the same thing.
Okay.
24th. You know, sometimes I do them THs and my teeth wobble. So I try to stay away from something.
Granny said wobble. I ain't never heard teeth wobble.
So just on the 24th, I'm gonna call you because I need you to think on that, and you will be surprised how wonderful it will be when you wake up next to your pretty missus on the 25th and give thanks.
Give thanks.
So I'm hoping that maybe I can do that. Cause
I might plan on giving a little bit more than thanks.
I hear you, child. I hear you. But because if it ain't going to happen that I'm going to be giving thanks in a proper way, then that means the Christmas party going to be on. So it's, you know, one way or the other.
So Blacker is in the green room, I'm told right now, and he's listening to you talk. So
I hope he's listening well. That's all. Because this will save a whole lot of time. Because if he really listening, we ain't got to repeat all of this again. The 24th, November, 2009.
Well, Granny, Mabela, Miss Mabela Jean, Hopper.
Well, I mean, you know, you could call me Grandma Mabela Jean Hopper.
See, you got so many titles.
But you just... It's just a respect thing.
I said Miss Mabel Jean.
So, and see, that's a problem because Miss Mabel Jean don't work for Thanksgiving either. It's got to be something else.
Like
Mrs.
Mrs. Mabel Jean Blacker.
Mrs. Mabel Jean
Blacker.
MHB. Mabel Jean Hopper Blacker. I'm going to get that.
Hopper, yeah.
I'm going to get that sonogram on my.
Okay. Sonogram?
He stitched them little letters.
You know about that, but you call this thing a typewriter over here. Okay.
Well, you know, the rich folk that I used to work for back in the early, they always had them letters. Yeah.
Well, we get,
Granny, know a little bit of something.
I love you, Granny. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, baby, and I love you, too. And you just love this TAV thing. This is just fabulous.
What's going to happen, Granny, in a minute, you're going to be coming out here talking to Blacker after your granddaughter talks to Blacker first. We're going to cut away and play another.
Can they see me if I wave?
Granny, they know you waving now because you're telling them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she waving.
But I can't see them if they're waving back. Huh?
No, you ain't going to be able to know that.
All right.
This radio.
Can they call?
They could, but we pre-recorded.
Oh, Lord.
Praise God. You're going to hear a couple of musical tunes from the previous house parties and probably a jam that we did and recorded while we were here at the house party.
You're listening to another TAZ production coming to you live and recorded live. I am G. Wright, host of the Heart of Love radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Check me out there, blogtalkradio.com/G Wright, and then check out my official website, G. Wright on Live, gwrightonline.com. This is another TAZ production coming to you live and recorded live.
ATAZP, TAZ. That was G. Wright. G. Wright just got back from Japan performing over there 4 months. He's back in D.C. He's back at home doing his thing. DJ Stroke, I know you were falling out at Rolanda talking about I need a check or a plate of food.
Yeah.
I screamed, but I had us on mute. But I screamed over here. She's talking about I'm going to need a check.
You know she's funny, man. She's crazy, bro, for real.
And the thing about the whole thing, we don't write none of it. We just go off the top of the head.
I know. That's great. Hey, Sharon, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Listen, what we've been doing for years, I think, who was it? Is it Tom Joyner, T?
Yeah.
Tom Jordan, the only one that's been doing this. We've been doing
this. Well, not really.
Well,
a lot of other people.
Not really, but I'm saying when he was like the first person to do this, besides you.
Well, I still say that not really. There's a whole lot of other people did it too. Tom Jordan's radio buddy that used to come in when he used to go on vacation. He got his own radio show. I forgot his name. There's a lot of people that did this thing. But I came up with the actual, we were actually doing it on my website really before a lot of other people started doing web radio. Let's put it that way. I mean, there was radio stations actually plugging in their regular shows online, just starting to at that time. When we first started 8-9 years ago, because there was a lot of people at home, sitting at home just doing web radio. We were doing it, recording it, and then putting it on my website. So
right.
I could say we were the first ones doing that before it even started going global where just anybody can do it.
Right.
Yeah. I already had this premise and this idea a long time ago. Because Blog Talk didn't even start then. Blog Talk started like about 5-6 years ago. We did it like 8-9 years ago.
Man, this is huge, man. And all the files, man. You got so many files of things. It's crazy. So,
this is like about 90 something hours of stuff that we recorded. I mean. You know, I recorded with a lot of other folks, and you mainly was on about 40 or 50, 50 hours, you know what I'm saying? Because you, like J-Bo said, you were missing in action. And plus, Cher and I do music as well. I'm sure he told you that, right?
Yeah,
No, actually, I had no idea. He didn't explain anything. He just said, call in to the internet radio show, and I said, okay. So
well,
here I am.
Here's a song where David Houston is that. No, his name is Gary Houston. My bad. Gary Houston. That's not Houston, but Houston with an F, spelled the same way with, you know, exclude the G out, put the F in. He's from Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Jazz guitarist. I sent him a background beat, and he played on top of it, and this is on his new CD. I have no name for it. I just called it TAZGHP, which is Gary House Productions, G House Productions, out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Here's the song. Thank you.
This is DJ Stroke. Welcome to the eulogy of the Chocolate Punk. This service is represented by the ATAZP. My best regards to the Chocolate Punk. ATAZP, get out.
Let me spit some chocolate out. You gotta get that shit out your system. Let me be brief in a thing that I rip. Just in chocolate, can't certify hit. Running his mouth and the bust his lip. Self-esteem low, but want an ego trip. Reddit's the name, ATAZP. Real beats to the head tonight, and you feel. Copyright protected, yo, don't you steal. Walk up wrong, the left and right will kill. Niggas like you, they just love to hate. Only niggas like me, coming off too great. Like Santa said, boy, clean your plate. You're jacking with the man that's always first rate. I dip it down a blow on the mic check. Extraordinary punk, and what the heck? Toe to toe, beat the beat. And I bet the rap song you got won't throw a rip.
That's the way that we roll. We move and go on the low, low, low. That's the way that we roll. We move and go
check
on
it.
The low, low.
Y'all, up in the lab making plots and premises. My phone rings and it's your arch nemesis. Things he told me got me asking why you talking smack. Like hitting J Bug up in the eye. Are you crazy, baby? You're lazy, maybe. Brain froze to your toes, now you're acting shady, baby. Then you grab the phone with nothing to say except, man, don't be a hater, spare my ego today. But it's you that talk trash, now you shall be smashed. Like a wibble cut, break cords, your mind is on crash. Like your lips is a lollipop, the sucker is thrashed. By the brash rash hatching from a mind so crass. Hello? Is it me you're looking for? Hello? See me as a source of wars, what?
That's the way that we roll. We move and go on the low, low. That's the way that we roll. We move and go on the low, low.
Hell no. You call me off my shoulder, check a candy coated heart. Arm and bark messed up, fooling with a loaded jet. Check the label on my liquor, cause I'm coming top shelf. You some water down galore. I know you lost some pink velour, cause you're coming out the sewer, spitting nothing like manure. You can't rate my lyrics, bitch. Who the fuck you working with? The Joe Biden fill a ditch, gasoline and chocolate snitch. High class diva, but I'm from the dirty south. Leave a scary obituary, cause the shit coming out your mouth. There ain't near a bitch alive that can check my lyrical genius. All you dogs better run, cause I'm vicious and I mean it. Don't compare you skillless rappers coming from the chocolate crapper to a diva that will snap your trust me. Boy, I wanna snap your Willy Wonka reject your chocolate history. Can't touch the TAD, motherfucker, RIP.
That's the way that we roll. We roll and go on the low, low. That's the way that we roll. We roll and go on the low, low.
featuring DJ Stroke, myself, J Bug, Miss V, and Sure Enough. You remember that, DJ Stroke?
Man, that goes so far back, man. That made me sit there and say, damn.
You forgot you did it, did you? You forgot
yeah,
you did
man.
It.
That was way back, man. I'm like, damn, you holding it on.
That was a good song, man. All four of us got. And the thing about it was, the only two people that seen each other was me and you.
No, that was crazy. Nobody was able to see nobody.
And everybody was on the phone.
Exactly. And then they were like, how'd you do it? How'd you do it?
Well, nigga, I missed you in, nigga. That's why I know how I did it.
I know how you did it, but they didn't know.
That's how I told them. That's what I told them. Sharon, that was a song that I did the music, wrote, came up with the premise. Everybody wrote their own little spot.
It was very nice. I was impressed. I didn't know that DJ Stroke rapped, too.
No, he did. DJ Stroke, though, you tell it,
T. DJ Stroke did not rap. He introduced the song, and that was it. I rapped. My cousin rapped.
Oh, that was you? Oh, I'm sorry. That was you rapping. Oh, okay.
That was me on the first beginning, then my cousin on the second part, and then an old girl. Sure enough, on the third part, and my friend Miss V was singing the hook in the middle.
DJ Stroke,
sure enough,
hit her
thing too.
Her name was Miss V, and then it was Sure Enough. Here's another one from DJ Stroke has attended. I want to say you've been at every house party that I had, haven't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you have. You hadn't missed one. Now that I think about it. You and Rod L is the only ones that been at every one.
We've been at every single house party.
Yeah, at every single house party. And I do the house party once a year for the web radio show, and then I put the performances and everything that we do on the web radio show the next week.
Hey, Sharon.
Yes, sir.
TAZ has the best potato salad in the whole wide world.
That's the name of the potato salad. The best potato salad in the whole wide world.
Okay.
That's the name of it.
That's a great name for it.
I'm telling
you. Well, we lay
you.
Out a big. I cook a big spread and put it on, and then we do the. We have people bring food in as well. This is the gospel cipher. With NT Poet, the white dude that rapped at my last house party. Remember DJ Stroke?
Yes, I do.
And if you're listening to it on the computer, please turn it down because I'm hearing the feedback in my ear. Okay, here it is, the gospel cipher.
And flex around about Jesus, cause he is our savior and the one that frees us. The word is the Bible strong. Now Buddha and Muhammad, now they were all wrong. Let me set them straight, cousin, them boys ain't jack. Jesus ain't fiction, crucifixion is a fact. Hardcore to the core, my rhymes are never a bore. Spreading Jesus' name like you never heard before. Get busy, wanna teach the young. The last one that didn't listen ended up getting hung. Don't be Judas, don't be new to this. Let's get through with this, so we can do this.
Jesus.
Follow the scripture, follow the task. He knows what you need before you ask. He is Lord. Look up at the cross, my man's a winner. But some say he lost. He kissed her on the lips. She said, baby, that's sweet. He turned around and said, then why do you go out and cheat? And then he started freaking, screaming, letting the beating. The soccer left the bleeding, the first of many weekends. He showed no remorse, just like he didn't care. She started stressing to the point of losing all her hair. Her days were filled with fears, her nights were filled with tears. It ruined her career and lasted for 3 years. She planned her escape. How can she end this hell? And no one knew about it because she was afraid to tell. But then she started praying, reading the word all day and counting money she saved. And she finally got away. She called a cab to come while he was sleeping at night. She had a backpack, hit the airport, then she caught a flight back to her parents' house. And they welcomed her home, just like our father does when we leave sin alone.
Living my life on the day to day with nothing to say. But yet these haters still flow up in my way, coming with distractions that ain't real. Fake people up in my life saying no, it's still. What would Jesus do is a daily saying. These cats out to hurt, fish fried for land. But I keep it real and forget the fake. Sometimes walking away is hard to take. When I was younger, was on the physical tip. Before you know it, wham, been a busted lip. Can't say I'm sorry, image to protect. Somebody call the police, get my boy in jet. Used to be like that without using my head. Wonder why I'm breathing, not a bullet to be dead. Get on my knees and thank the Lord for sight, blessing me like the earth when he gave it life.
Radio. DJ Stroke.
You know it. You know that. Y'all put it down on that one.
That was me, J Bug, and NT Poet, the white guy that was at the house party.
That right there, man. Y'all put it down. Put it down.
I know
down,
you like that. And then that was Lisa, one of the people that was at the house party. She sung the hook.
Oh, she put it down, bro. I was feeling that right there.
Also, Miss CJ. Remember Miss CJ? My personal assistant. I can't say that word right for some reason. out in California, she said hi.
Okay.
She's listening to the show.
Oh, she is. Okay. Tell her what's up.
Well, she heard you.
ATL in the house. California in the house.
Sharon, that was a gospel. That was a gospel song, if you didn't know that.
I did.
Well, okay. Praise God.
Yeah, I thought it was very nice.
Thank you.
And what part did you do on it? You did the music?
And I did the last rapping in. The last one out of the three.
Okay.
And everybody came with their own. Everybody came with their own part. I came with the actual, subject for the song, but everybody came with their own spot.
And you refer to it as a gospel cipher?
Yeah, the gospel cipher. That's going to be on Antipode. The guy that actually started it off, that's going to be on his own CD, because I'm doing his whole CD, 10 tracks. Might be 14 by the time we're through, but right now it's 10 right now.
You're doing the music?
Yeah, and I'm on like 2 joints.
Okay. I'm smiling.
I'm glad you came in, Darren, so you get a chance to see what's going on here in Atlanta. So, besides what we share and what we talk about.
Absolutely.
Or maybe she can come to the house for me.
Yeah, she can bring her friends.
and some food I'll cook.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only way you're gonna get in the door. That's only a real too, dude. I'm taking it in, y'all. Nigga, what you bring? Hey, look. I ain't even trying to say hi. What you bring?
What I wanted to say was, you come and eat some of that potato salad. I want to taste that potato salad. I want to see what's the name of it? World's famous? World's best?
World's best. The world's best.
Taste it. I got to have some. That's like one of my most favorite foods.
Well, everybody that do eat it, come up to me. Man, that potato salad. But, you know, everything, like they say, the ribs, you know, we got the rib people, got people that love that pasta salad, that pasta, vegetable pasta that I make.
Yeah.
There's a few different dishes that I make. A few hundred, really. This is me and Ron L.
He cooked like 3-4 days before everything.
This is me and Ron L, my partner in crime, and DJ Stroke know Ron L as well. Me and Ron L been friends for like 28 years, and this is off of our last CD last year, which was the 7th CD. I'm writing the 8th CD right now. Got 4 more tracks and I'll be done. But this song is called Some Other Shit, on Some Other Shit. Z Smooth. We call ourselves Z Smooth. I'm TAZ.
I think I got that.
Say what?
I think I got this CD.
Yeah, I gave it to you at the house party. And
yeah.
This is Z. I'm TAZ. He's DJ Stroke. I'm looking on my phone because Miss CJ just texted me. She said, yep, the pasta salad. Woo-hoo. Because I guess he was killing it. This is Z-Smooth, Some Other Shit with me and Ron L.
With the hottest beat and the tightest flow, keep it on the hush so the niggas won't know. Smooth sounds with the style, here the boy blows. Z Smooth in the building, y'all should know. We let the funk ride cause we don't stop. Fake punks hating the album on top. We grab a mic smooth, you know we rock. 14 hits every year, we always drop. New artists nowadays, they copy fame, saying they real but sounding the same. This is mighty serious, they call the game. No music education, they weak and lame. I suggest fake artists take a pack, spit about the real, bring real music back. Melodies and songs, we know you lack. We on some other shit, straight real, straight fact.
We be on some other shit.
Another head rush, a jib job groove. If we get this right, we can move the crowd. Reciting these lyrics, kick the vocals loud. New artists nowadays, they copy fame, saying they real, but sounding the same. This is mighty serious, they call a game. No music education, they weak and lame. I suggest fake artists take a pack, spit about the real, bring real music back. Melodies and songs, we know you lack. We on some other shit, straight real, straight fact.
We be on some other shit.
We know.
We in the after part of the show where the show is recorded live already, and people listen to this after it loads back up automatically on my page. I want to thank DJ Stroke, Sharon, Miss CJ for listening, my nephew, Mr. Bugs, for calling me, telling me, Negro, you got a show. Because I lean back, and I've had a headache all day. I've been taking some medicine where I don't have headaches as much, but I had a headache today, and I got to report that because I'm in a headache study. And I had a headache today, and I leaned back, closed my eyes, and my eyes stayed closed until the phone rung, and my nephew said, don't you got a show tonight? Because my girlfriend was like, why ain't you up on the show? Oh, Lord. I did.
Family.
That was me and Ron L. I did the beat, wrote the song, the whole song. He sung the hook. I did the rapping. There's like about, I recorded over probably 800, 900 tracks.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm doing music right now after I get off of here. So again, DJ Stroke, I appreciate you, bro. Hey, did you like that CD I gave you, man?
Yes, sir. I got it in the car.
Say what?
I got it in the car. When I'm in the car.
I know you be tripping like these boys is bad.
I got playing that when my daughter be going to school and I come back home, I got that playing. That's what I be playing in the car.
Now you know there's like 16, 18 tracks on there, right?
Oh, I know it's a long CD. I know.
Okay, most people don't know because they don't play it all the way out.
There's some space in between it. I remember.
Okay, yeah. Some people don't play it all the way out, and they be like, you had 18 tracks, I stopped at 13. I said, I remember
it was just a blank space for a minute, and then all of a sudden the music came back. And I was like, oh, snap.
Yeah, it was a blank space. Then we talked. We said something for a second. Then it was some more blank space. Then we said something else.
Exactly.
And I'll be like, I'm in the back, Ron L. making a beep.
I was like, oh my goodness, they over there tripping.
And then we actually, on the last track, I said, I can't believe these nosy people listen to this CD all the way through. We was talking noise, yeah. So it's like hidden tracks all the way through. But yeah, I made it that way on purpose.
That's good, because people will never know what you got until they listen to it.
Yeah, they got to listen to it all the way through. Again, thank you, Sharon, for calling in. Hopefully I do this once a week. You can come here on ATAZP under blogtalkradio.com/ATAZP and pull up archives of different shows that I've done. I interviewed a pimp, which I need to play the replay of that show for real. We had our sex surveys. We had hoism shows where we talk about different sex subjects. We do grown folks quiz, which we need to do. We do also spoken word. I had a poetry corner, which Miss CJ is listening, and I know she is like, yeah, we need to have a poetry corner. Also, the main objective of the whole website is to interview artists around the country, showcase their music so people can hear them. Because I'm an artist, and I already know the struggles and the ups and downs of trying to get heard. And it's very important to be heard. And this could be a platform for them to do that and also send people to actually listen to some of their stuff by way of listening to them interview on the show. So, again, I thank you. I'm going to end this whole segment. I'm going to end it with, I'm looking up and down on the playlist, and I don't want to play that. I keep looking, nah, I don't want to play that. I'm going to play me and Rolanda 700 doing Umbrellas, but it's the Z Vocal, the Z Vocal version. And Z Vocal means a cappella, really. No music involved, but of course, me being TAZ, we got another word for it. Z Vocals. And this is off of Z Vocal 6. Me and Rolanda 700 doing Umbrellas. This old song, I know DJ Stroke ought to remember it, Umbrellas. It was on one of the President's CDs. Again, thank you, Sharon.
I remember Umbrellas.
Thank you, Sharon.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
And thank you, DJ Stroke.
Thank you. Thank you, Sharon.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
And we'll see you. I'll be in Ohio next week visiting my parents, so I still might have a show next week. We'll see how it goes. Say what now?
Are you flying out or are you driving?
No, I'm flying. Oh, I ain't driving. Can't do that no more. Too old. I can do it if I need to, but I'm just saying, I'm flying this time. Save more time, brother.
Right. Hey, how much is the flight?
I have no idea on that, G, because we're under that.
Okay.
We got that flight business thing. I don't know how much it is. I'll talk to you offline about that. Let me end this, dog. Let me end this.
Okay, go ahead.
This is Umbrellas, the Z Vocal version. Let on, y'all.
Peace.
Yo, this T-A-Z, baby. You know me. International recording star, you feel me? We down here in these islands, baby. Yeah, get them drinks with them umbrellas in them. We in Rome. Trying to put it down for real. Young Rome Diva.
Yeah,
that's
you
what feeling me, baby?
I'm feeling you, baby.
And they give it out these drinks with umbrellas in them, boy. Yeah. I'm in the islands, baby. With these drinks.
I'm in the island.
With the umbrellas in them.
We're down in the islands,
I'm in the islands, baby, with these drinks.
Down in the islands,
with the umbrellas in them.
Sipping on colladas till it's gone to the bottom, no cash in the till. These are patent for the bill, 80K, limit strong, living large, rolling hard, so money, no problem, get your party on. Chase Lounge, hot sand, treats in hands, keep it over, Gucci frames, watching strong muscled man, zero, get a groove back. On the move to this T-A-Z track, bat an eye, nod and wink, watch the tide roll in, walk the beach and set in summer thoughts, some fun to the cabana doors, throw the clothes to the floor, no clouds in the sky, but it's raining, man. Ha, and no time for the story, but you know how and where it ends. We're down on the island sipping drinks with a little umbrellas in them. Woo!
I'm in the islands, baby. With them drinks.
We're down in the island.
With the umbrellas in them.
We're down in the island.
I'm in the islands, baby. With them drinks.
We're down in the island.
With the umbrellas in them. Yeah. Sitting at the table with a plate full of conch. Lady with the grass skirt shaking her rump to that Z-Bass sound called T-A-Z Funk. Mask on my face, left the hat in the trunk. Use my own money, not the taxpayers' cash. Got a gig on the other island, Z-Bass Bash. Back in office, not a pan with a flash. Finish this fool on the boat, got a dash. Can't let the people know my next move. Secret Service in the piece looking real smooth. I'm president, baby, got something to prove. Twist a little ass of wine to this groove. Sets weed smoke blows without a care. The Z-Bass in charge can't be in there. Enemies are looking and it won't be fair. Too damn hot, umbrella up in the air. What? I'm in the islands, baby. With them
drinks. We're down in the islands.
With the umbrellas in them.
We're down in the islands.
I'm in the islands, baby. With them drinks.
We're down in the islands.
With the
brothers in them, in them.
I'm in the islands, baby, with them drinks.
With those umbrellas in them. We're down in the islands.
I'm in the islands, baby, with them drinks.
We're down in the island.
Yo, girl, I see a couple women with these grass skirts on. I'm about ready to be the mower. You feel me?
We're down in the island.
Man,
yeah.
I'll let you handle the rest of the track. I'm out of 5,000, as they say back in the day.
Yeah.
Up and away, TAZ. Oh.